Welcome to the WGBH Forum Network weekly lecture series. From politics to poetry, science to satire, listen in and enjoy.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Sony Pictures, presenting All the King's Men. Sean Penn leads a cast including Sir Anthony Hopkins. All the King's Men is in theaters September 22nd.
Please don't ask me if I'm a poet. I'm a choreographer of metaphors, jamming to syllables, dancing in your ears. I'm a medieval knight whose rambles make your stress straight scramble, dueling your fears. I'm an ocean where the fish travel in universities and inhale my sounds through their phonetic fins. I am prehistoric, roaming the land with dinothesauruses and pterodactyls flying on wings of vocabulary. No, don't ask me if I'm a poet. I'm a scientist experimenting on your mind. A pirate discovering treasure chests hidden in ignorance in places you never find. I am a tap dancer, creating rhythms in the soles of my feet. Am I a poet? Nah, I'm a DJ, scratching classical, lyrical beats. I use my tongue as a paintbrush, your mind as a canvas. My words as colors to make the apathy vanish. So you can call me a Van Gogh quality, because I'm a lyrical visual artist, clerical, literal concept ordained by salvation. I'm an integral offset. I write artistically, just like calligraphy with mics. I spit life and fight for rights and peace, sketching scenes of revolution with the means of only words. Rewriting the Constitution so people are really heard. Replacing my blues and greens with adjectives and verbs, and keep spitting till my paintings can recreate the earth. Am I a poet? Nah, I'm a smoothie, blended right before your eyes, made up of similes, homonyms, mangoes, and clear skies. Tickling your taste buds as I so effortlessly slide down your throat, sweetly infiltrating your insides. I am a mathematician, multiplying the enlightened, dividing the frightened, subtracting the distractions, and administering truth till love comes back in fashion. I am a construction worker, erecting buildings with my own hands, creating structures, renovating cities, and paving the way for the righteous man. I am a historian, studying the foundations of my past, embracing my African roots, my Latina culture, and my American stance. I am the embodiment of all the orators that have ever come before me, from the Greeks to the griots to the straight-up OG and everything in between. I am a mother singing lullabies to my children, who in turn will sing to her children, who in turn will contribute to the movement until one day we'll all be singing the same song and realize we're all of one unit. No, please don't ask me if I'm a poet. I'm a boombox bellowing the unwanted. I'm a megaphone echoing the undesired. I'm a microphone being engulfed by fire like I have lava for saliva, spitting truths that can only be found in the core of the earth, core of your soul, until we all erupt and get so powerful we erupt in revolution. Chaotic yet controlled, can't help it if I'm bold and unafraid to speak truths that are often left untold. Am I a poet? No. I am... Oh, sorry, I forgot. I am a librarian, guiding you to books that will enlighten your mind beyond what you thought possible. I am an ambulance, taking care of you in transit to the hospital. Then I'm your doctor, dissecting and putting you back together, filling your IV with knowledge so you can wake up even better. I am your heart. Yeah, I said it, pumping emotions through your veins. I am your youth, full of energy, possibility, confusion, and growing pains. And I know I don't flow in vain, because if y'all don't get it now, you'll get it later. Am I a poet? Nah, I'm a trash can in a little girl's room filled with crumpled paper, because each word she wrote in red ink just couldn't fit her situation, since her life had gotten more complicated than her vocab could take in. Nah, please don't ask me if I'm a poet. I am a voice waiting to be heard. I am a contortionist, bending over backwards and absurd just to get this message out that I know I'm supposed to tell. I am that knot inside your throat when your tears begin to swell. No, not a poet, just a voice in that moment on that stage, speaking to you through an inherited calm rage, because I've been raised in such a way that I won't let my anger get the best of me. Plus, I've heard laughter is the greatest remedy, so laugh with me, because you know I'm trying to be funny, and since truth is easiest swallowed with a cup of honey, I will not be a poet. I will be that queen bee. I am that hot boiling water that makes soothing green tea. I am a pen running low on ink, a painter paper running low on space, a painter running low on colors, an impatient soul trying to wait for fate to take its course. Not only am I a journalist, but I am that main source. I am not a poet. I beg you not to ask, because the answer will be the same as the last and the answer before that. I am the sun, shining truths in all these, casting truths in all these funny shapes, planting a revolutionary face in front of every step you take. And since life is what you make, let me be your creativity. I am your imagination, yet your reality threaded with positivity. Exit if you can't get with me. I hope we're staying on the same page, because I am that type of truth, that wisdom that transcends any type of page. I am so much more than a poet. Please trust and believe. Don't let a four-letter word limit the possibility of what a true poet can be. True definition. Thank you, thank you. So my name is Sophia Snow, and I'm a spoken word artist, as they said before. Actually, I just had my year anniversary of doing spoken word last week, so I've been performing this for a year. And yeah, as you can see, I still stumble up a little bit, forget or not, you know. Sometimes you have to let things be, and one of the things I've learned over this year is kind of just letting things go, being comfortable on stage, just doing you, because the point of spoken word and poetry, period, is self-expression. So as I'm expressing myself, I mean, I'm going to stumble up. I'm 17. We all do it, right? So that was one of my latest poems. I just wanted to come up and tell you why I do poetry. I mentioned self-expression, and I mean, last year I kept finding myself with a lot of things to say, but no voice. And I think that's a problem with all of us as teens, is that we keep having so much to say and so little ways to say it that we just get angry and we get frustrated and we want to just throw stuff because we can't get anything out. And back then, you know, I was going with a lot of stuff with my family, a lot of stuff at school, a lot of stuff in my neighborhood. And then on top of that, there's a lot of stuff going all over the world. So the first poem I wrote is called Another Anthem, and it was 7 minutes long. And I didn't perform that. I had to cut it down, but after a while, I got some confidence from my writing teacher. I read it to her over shaking papers, and she actually pretty much liked it. She was in awe, and I said it with such little confidence. I wondered what would happen if I said it with more confidence. And so I did it at my school's Latino night, and about 400 people showed up. And then I got a standing ovation, and I got all these people going crazy. I heard roars. I never thought any of that would be for someone like me. From there, I moved on and I did different shows. And the more shows I did, the more opportunities I got. And the next thing I know, I'm going all over Boston. I've performed in so many places. I taught a class at Harvard and made $800 in 2 hours. Like, stuff like that. It's called pimping the system. You get in there, right? But it's just, it's crazy because who would have ever known that my little poems that I wrote in my journal at home could be making me money, could be taking me places. And I've never felt so heard. And I know that's something that everybody wants to feel, because especially as teenagers, we often feel like no one listens to us. So, I mean, when I get up on the mic, and you know, or if I have to dress up in a business suit and come up here and talk, I know that people are listening to me, finally. So that's why I do what I do. And I encourage all of you, if you write poetry or if you don't, if you have little books in your corner or if you have no problem with coming up on stage, I really encourage you to do so, because you'd be surprised the type of like comments I get from adults and teachers and parents, like, wow, you're really articulate for a 17-year-old. When I was 16, wow, you're really articulate for a 16-year-old. And then I look at them like, but everybody thinks this way. I'm not the only one. Maybe I'm the first one you've heard speak up. But honestly, we all have the same worries. So I really encourage all of you to step up. And if you have anything you want to say, never be afraid to say it. And of course, if you can rhyme it, or if you don't rhyme it, don't be afraid. And look at the type of opportunities that I get. I'm doing something for Boys and Girls Club and the Globe and all this stuff. It's just because I wrote poetry, just because I wasn't afraid to say it. So I definitely have some things coming up, some shows and flyers. If any of you want to come, May 7th next Sunday after the SATs. You know, I have to shout that out real quick, plug. And other than that, I'm going to say one more poem, and then I'm going to wrap it up. So this poem is called Every Day, and I actually wrote it while I was walking up my street and just getting really fed up. And it was like probably the fourth or fifth poem I wrote. It's called Every Day. It's a story. Every day, same block, same scene. Every day, same dude, same Glock, same scheme. Doing the same dirt, smoking the same green, maybe rocking a different shirt, the same heart stops and dreams. Every day she walks home, trooping with books from school, trooping with work to do, trooping with thoughts anew. Today she's thinking, I always wake up at 5:30 a.m. Pray to God for a better day than yesterday. Amen. Hop in the shower, get ready to go to school, wishing that as I cleanse my body, I could make amends and probably clean my soul too. Then every day I troop up to the morning bus stop, head down, half asleep, scoping the sidewalk, thinking how hard the cement coincides with our lives. The grime, the cracks, the garbage. The grimy, the crack, the garbage. She whispers to herself, well, I guess this is life. So every day when she reaches where she needs to go, she rolls through with a clouded mind, not ready to learn what she needs to know. She's worrying about her friends that go through the same stuff, her teachers, worrying about her thinking she doesn't sleep enough. She works so hard just to pull those B's and C's, beats herself up while back at home, mom's far from pleased, because unlike many others, she has folks that care about her grades, and so does she, because the only way out the hood is through those A's. She's thinking, I need to go to college, need to get that scholarship, but how can I focus on this garbage when my mind's on some other tip, like, why isn't my education really supported by the government? Why are we surrounded by negativity? Why can't we get away from it? Why don't they teach reality in school instead of history teaches lies? She shakes her head and whispers to herself, is this really life? So one morning she woke up feeling even worse. 5:30, gave up on her prayers, accepted living a life curse. Hopped in the shower, still dirty with guilt, living a life curse. Trooped to the bus stop, head down, living a life curse. She got to school and her friends got worried by the look on her face. She stayed quiet, but instead told them to stay in their place. And when she got to history, she took more notes than she ever did before. And what she saw in her troop home hurt her heart even more, because every day she sees the same block, same scene. Every day the same dudes, the same glocks, the same scheme, all doing the same dirt, smoking the same green, maybe rocking a different shirt, but same heart stops and dreams. So she crossed the street towards him with tears in her eyes, her heart pounding. No, matter of fact, chest throbbing. No, matter of fact, soul sobbing with the words that she's been bottling inside. They start to smile and she bursts. Yo, I see you fellas out here every day. On my way home from school, y'all are here every day. I work my hardest just so I won't have to live my life in shame. And I'm really not in the mood to hear y'all try to spit some game. Every day I've been waking up at 5:30 a.m. Been praying to God for a better day than yesterday. Amen. Been trying to figure out why our lives are exactly like our sidewalks. Broken, dirty, grimy. I'm feeling like it's my fault that I can't lift up my people from the rough of the streets when we're living divided instead of uniting in peace. Why is it that every day a brother or sister has to drop down dead? In our own system of politics, our streets are still divided by blue and red. Every day we fight each other because there's nothing better to do. Talking trash about whoever's doing better than you. When we should be pushing each other to that point of success, we spit on each other just to stay joined in the mess. Because of how you talk, how you dress, and the place where you live, no one's going to lend you a hand just because you're a kid. We can't continue with it going down on these streets every day, because in the year 2005, 75 kids have been slain, and you know it's all been over some trash, some he said, she said garbage. They just couldn't get past for killing each other, not even taking the time to think, thinking our hearts should link, linking our thoughts to sink into each other, because if you really listened and contemplated about the people being murdered instead of names listed and dated, you'd realize you're doing a whole lot more than killing some dude or some chick. You're killing someone's brother, sister, lover, cousin, uncle, aunt, niece, nephews, neighbors, student, co-worker, best friend. And you're doing it too quick. Because as much as she had, he might deserve it, baby, that's just in your eyes. As twisted as the situation was, it's just in your mind. All we do is complain about how we live in the grind when we pollute our homes with our own blood and commit ourselves to jail time. When the majority of the nation is white, the majority locked up is Latino and black. And instead of getting ourselves together, we're ignoring the facts when every day we see the same block, same scene. Every day the same dudes, the same glocks, the same scheme, all doing the same dirt, all smoking the same green. Maybe rocking a different shirt, but same heart stops and dreams. We can no longer settle for this, my people. We gotta dream of something bigger. Use your mind as your gun. Aim high and finally, righteously, pull the trigger. She then just walked away, out of breath and tears streaming from her eyes, her heart racing. She whispered to herself, this is really life. Next morning, she awoke again, 5:30 a.m., said, God, I'm gonna make a better day than yesterday. Amen. Thank you. Go home and write a poem or get up on somewhere and write a poem. Call your friends up. Call your teachers. Do what you have to do just to get your voice out because it's that important. You know how many people have come up to me after a poem in Forest Hills and Ruggles saying, you know what, I looked up what you said. I didn't know that was happening in Rwanda. Or you know what, you were right. After you made my mom cry with that last poem. stuff like that. Just get your voice heard, because that's like the one thing that no one can ever take away from you is how you feel. And as soon as you get that out, you'll be able to spread that. May 7th is a show called Start Peace, and I have flyers for that. It's going to be emceeing, spoken word, b-boying, graffiti, all the elements of hip-hop. It's going to be a dope, dope show, and it's basically just going to be promoting peace. And I really hope you guys will come out to that. It's May 7th. And I have flyers. It's going to be the Strand Theater in Upham's Corner. It's all in my flyers in my bag, but it's $5 tickets for youth. I'm sorry, but they're trying to make a summer program. And $10 for 18 plus, and $20 for concerned adults who really want to help us out. And that means teachers, parents, etc. It's going to be a great show. I'll be there, and you let me know you're coming. I'll shout you out on the mic. If you get a poem ready, we can definitely try to work something out. Other than that, thank you for listening. I hope you guys get ideas.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.